Psalm 72, verses 5 through 7. You can open your Bibles there if you'd like. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass and as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace so long as the moon endures. Now, that was the King James. Let's see what it says in the Living. May they fear you as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon remains in the sky. Yes, forever. May the king's rule be refreshing, like spring rain on freshly cut grass, like the showers that water the earth. May all the godly flourish during his reign. Do you want to flourish during his reign? Yes. Is he reigning? Yes. Amen. As much as we let him, right? May there be abundant prosperity until the moon is no more. The Passion puts it this way. The sun and the moon will stop shining before your lovers will stop worshiping. Wow. Amen. Wow. For ages upon ages, the people will love and adore you. Do you love and adore him? Yeah. I do. Amen. Your favor will fall like rain upon our surrendered lives, like showers reviving the earth. In the days of his reign, the righteous will spring forth with abundance of peace and prosperity forevermore. Amen. Now, if you're following me in the Bible, let your eyes drop down to verses 18 and 19. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. You should be glad I didn't sing it, right? Amen. And the Message puts it this way. Blessed God, Israel's God, the one and only wonder-working God. Blessed always is his blazing glory. All the earth brims with his glory. Oh, there is coming a day. Amen. The Passion says, praise forever, Jehovah God, the God of Israel. He is the only one God of wonders, surpassing every expectation. The blazing glory of his name will be praised forever. May all the earth overflow with his glory. Faithful is our King. Matthew Henry says about these last verses, may we bless him for the wonders of redeeming love. May we spend our days and end our lives praying for the spread of his gospel. Lynn, that confirms your testimony this morning. Spurgeon states in the Treasury of David, it is and ever will be the acme of our desires and the climax of our prayers to behold Jesus exalted, King of kings, Lord of lords. He has done great wonders such as none else can match, leaving all others so far behind that he remains the sole and only wonder worker. But equal marvels yet remain for which we look with joyful expectation. Are you looking for something better? I am, with joyful expectation. He is the blessed God, and his name shall be blessed. His name is glorious, and that glory shall fill the whole earth. So bright a consummation, our hearts yearn daily, and we cry, amen and amen. I think both these guys got it right on these verses, don't you? Amen, and I agree with them, so you're up in heaven and we're saying, hey, we think just like you. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it this morning from the Passion Translation. We're doing verses 18 and 19. Praise forever, Jehovah God, the God of Israel. He is the one and only God of wonders, surpassing every expectation. The blazing glory of his name will be praised forever. May all the earth overflow with his glory. Faithful is our King. Amen.